This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. Today is January the 19th, and our reading portion is in Exodus chapters 4 to 6. God can use us where we are and with what we have. When God revealed to Moses about his master plan of delivering the children of Israel from the clutches of Pharaoh in Egypt through him, Moses was reluctant to move forward. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, we read the following. Then Moses answered and said, "But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you." This response is typical to that given by a modern day believer who has to convey the gospel to his or her unbelieving friends. From this passage, Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to 5, we can distill some important truths that should help us in our personal witnessing of the gospel. Number 1. God asks Moses what he has in his hand. Verse number 2. Through the last 40 years, Moses had a rod that he carried as a shepherd. The rod signified the past experiences in the life of Moses. When we witness the gospel to others, we can use our past experience as the context to communicate the gospel with others. Number 2. God asks Moses to throw the rod down into the ground. Verse number 3. This denotes giving up the control of our lives to God at His word. God caused a dead piece of wood to turn into a living snake. Remember, God can do a miracle through our ordinary, everyday life experiences if we surrender everything to God. When Moses caught the snake by the tail at the word of God, it turned back into a rod. Verse number 4. The miracles that God will perform will not harm us, but will cause others to believe in the power of God. Number 3. After Moses threw the rod down, the ownership of the rod transferred from Moses to God. From that moment onwards, we read that the rod was referred to as the rod of God. Exodus chapter 4 verse 20. Let us remember from Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Number 4. Moses used this rod of God to perform most of the miracles in the process of delivering the children of Israel and during the wilderness journey. We read that in many instances in chapters 4, 8, 9, 10, 14 and 17. This tells us that God will use our experiences as a wonderful testimony to attract many people to Jesus Christ through our spiritual journey. Today, let us surrender ourselves into the mighty hand of God that He will use us as an effective witness of the saving knowledge of Christ. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other we are the aroma of life leading to life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16. Remember and live true to God, because God can use us where we are and with what we have.